listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can always follow along on social media, Instagram, Twitter. Get at it, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. It is a Friday. It's a football Friday. Ryan Harris going to join us, the former Denver Broncos offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion, 20 minutes from now. Is this the final game of the Nathaniel Hackett disaster, era, with the Denver Broncos at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific? Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports with his weekly NFL picks. But first up, since it is a Friday, we do this every Monday and Friday. Five questions, five answers. We call it onside, offside, hot take, kicky. Let's not even waste five more seconds. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
HTH, what do you got?
Z-Man, it was another game in which the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense struggled to get anything going on Thursday night. After scoring a touchdown on their opening drive for the first time this season, Tampa was shut out of the end zone until just 49 seconds left in the game, where they did score a garbage time touchdown. Now, for the season, the Bucs are averaging just 18.3 points per game.
Wow, they're actually averaging 18.3 points per game?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been lower than that. As crazy as that sounds, it feels lower than that.
It has not been very good.
18.3 seems high. That seems like effective for them.
That is, I believe, 25th or 26th off the top of my head. But
not good.
Not good whatsoever, especially when you have Tom Brady as your signal caller.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good.
One of the reasons for their only 18.3 points a game, they're one of the worst red zone offenses in all of the league in terms of getting touchdowns once you get into the red zone. Now, Tom Brady, speaking of which, he does lead the league in passing yards, but so far just 9 passing touchdowns in 8 games. Onsides or offsides, Zach, this Buccaneers offense is officially cooked.
Now, you wouldn't think he'd be leading the league in passing yards with how ineffective that offense has been. Do you have the passing yard list leader for this year? Can you pull that up? I just want to see how much the extra game does.
It's about like 100 yards because like he's at 22.67 and Patrick Holmes, I think, is like 21. So
after this weekend, he won't be the leading passer.
But he's still up, you know, amongst the league leaders.
Well, they can't run the ball.
That's true.
When it's just throw, yeah, if you're not in the top five of that conversation, that would definitely be concerning. Do you ask me, is the Buccaneers offense officially cooked? It's not looking good. They haven't played a good game of football yet. They haven't played a complete 60-minute game of football on the offensive side of the ball. But what their saving grace is that the NFC, other than the Philadelphia Eagles, I would not say there's a great team, and that's no disrespect to the Giants. It's no disrespect to the Cowboys. No one's really emerged in the NFC West. And the Vikings, they're very good. I wouldn't call them great, even though they are a 5-1 record. So with all that being said, if they played in any other division, like if you put them in the NFC West, even with how sloppy that's been, I would be worried about the Buccaneers. Because you could at least talk yourself into another team rising to the top. If they were in the NFC East, they'd be donezo, which is a wild statement. If they were in the North, I think the Packers are already pretty much moving to that direction of after this weekend being donezo as well, because they're going to fall to 3-5. And the Vikings are 5-1 and could be. Tougher game than what people think against the Cardinals this weekend, but they could be 6-1. Who do you like in the South? This is how pathetic the NFC South has been. The winner of this Carolina-Atlanta game is going to be in first place after this weekend. The Panthers had one lousy win last week, and that now all of a sudden their season's turned around. You know, I have actually Panthers fans tweeting me, and they're saying the other day when I go, oh, Carolina stinks, they're like, oh, they're came out of first place in the division. Does anyone with a brain that is a Panthers fan actually think that team's going to win the NFC South this year?
They should be no buyers way. At the deadline.
Steve Wilks should get the job if they're within a game of winning the NFC South. And they could be in first place after this weekend. But the Saints stink. The Panthers stink. The Falcons are tough. They're not good, but they compete. They've only got blown out of one game this year, and that was the Bengals game. The way I'm going to answer this is the offense isn't cooked for Tampa Bay. Because if you get to 8 wins, which they will, they'll win the division. They got to fix that offense line, which I don't know if they could do. And if Brady has a invite to the dance, there's a chance he could go home with the prom queen, and he is a single man now. So I'll still give Brady the benefit of the doubt, but this is probably the most pessimistic I've ever been about a Tom Brady-led team in his career. Offsides.
Offside.
The World Series, Zach, is underway, and it pits two polar opposite teams against each other. The Astros, they were the best team in the American League this season, winning 106 games and have yet to lose a playoff game so far, as they have swept both the Mariners and the Yankees. On the other side, Phillies...
See, that's the craziest part. The Astros haven't lost a game yet. Like, the Phillies right now, if I would just walk down the street in New York and be like, who's the hottest team in baseball? I think a lot of people would say Philadelphia, just because of out of nowhere this run did happen. And they took care in the last round in 5 games when you look back at that series against the Padres. But the Astros haven't lost a game yet. And we know the Astros are better than the Phillies, but you would feel that the Phillies are the hottest team. But when you look at the Astros, they legit have not lost a game. So how can you call the Phillies the hottest team?
Literally impossible to do anything better than the Astros.
Do you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It does feel like the Phillies are the hottest team in baseball right now.
And maybe because their path is a little longer. You know, you have to play in the wild card round, so you go against the Cardinals and you beat the Braves. It has been tougher.
Remember, they were down, 2-0 or 4-0
2-0.
In that first game against
the
Cardinals?
In the ninth inning, they're getting like 2 hit.
And then they came back, and then they won the second game. And then you quickly disposed of Atlanta. And then that's a tougher road than what the Astros had to do. The Astros, it was just wake up, you're in the ALCS, and then, oh, yeah, you get the Yankees, and you know the Astros are the Yankees' daddy.
Very easy road for Houston so far. The Phillies, speaking of which, they kind of stumbled around so far for 5 months before using a hot September to get in the playoffs. Then, as you mentioned, took down the Cardinals, Braves, and Padres. Well, that's where they've been, right?
Hot, I mean, hot.
Unfortunately, watched our Mets just beat them down, and then all of a sudden in September.
I mentioned that we're on to November soon enough.
They collect, and now they are in the Fall Classic. Houston, they have recorded 19 more wins than Philly in the regular season, which is the second largest win disparity in the World Series in MLB history. So, Zach, onsides or offsides? The Astros will win the World Series in 6 games or less.
What do you think my answer is on this? Before I give it to you,
I think you're going to say onsides.
Offsides.
Offside.
This is how the World Series is going to play out. The Astros will win the World Series, but they're going to win in 7. They're going to split first 2 games. Split going back to Philadelphia. Philly will take 2 out of 3 at Citizens Bank, and then the Astros will win both games 6 and 7, and they will hoist that piece of metal that Rob Manfred calls the Commissioner's Trophy. Astros in 7 is my prediction.
Well, you're opposite then. I'm going to Astros in 5. Easy series.
I wouldn't say we're opposite. We're both taking the Astros.
We're saying tight. So, you know, we're both taking the Astros, but you're saying a lot more of a grind, you know, brink of elimination compared to a walk in the park so far is what I think it will go.
I think the Astros are a better team, but the Phillies, once again, I know the Astros haven't lost a game, but they're just ridiculously hot right now, and they're built for postseason.
You know what worries me, though? I think the break is a little bit of a disadvantage towards the Phillies more than the Astros.
Well, if you remember when the Mets won the World Series, they swept. And
they
had that long layoff.
I remember.
Now, both these teams have had a long layoff, so it goes both ways. But, yeah, the momentum for the Phillies, you do wonder when it's back up against the wall late in September and every game is pretty much feels like an elimination game. And I know when you get into the postseason, it's series. I would think if the layoff factors in, it would be more negatively to the Phillies. But with that being said, Verlander's never won a World Series game. And he's pitched,
which is shocking.
And he's pitched in three different decades in the World Series, which is nuts.
Also shocking.
And how great that guy is, and you get Nola tonight, right now for the Phillies. I would not be surprised if the Phillies split here.
All righty, let's go to a little college football, Zach. Because each week so far in the college football season, we've gone through 8 weeks so far. An undefeated ranked team has lost each and every week so far. When you look ahead to this week's matchups, you have number one Georgia battling Florida in what is the world's largest cocktail party down in Jacksonville, Florida.
That's
number
a snobby two, affair, right?
When you call it that, yeah, it's very uppity. Very uppity for sure. Number two, Ohio State. They're going to Happy Valley to take on number 13, Penn State. Number seven, TCU takes on a 3-4 West Virginia team in Morgantown. Number four, Michigan does host rival Michigan State. The Spartans have won the last two games in this rivalry, and they are 4-3, I should
Look
say, in
you.
The Jim Harbaugh
Always
era.
The negative Michigan stats.
No, I'm trying to point
All
it out.
All the negative Michigan stats from you, hot take, Kiki.
I'm pointing it out. I'm just trying to give some facts here.
Hater, you're upset that they ran right through you.
Well, I'm pissed, but they played a great game. I can't argue with that. Number three, Tennessee. They do host number 19, Kentucky, before the prequel, I guess you want to call it that, before the big match against Georgia next weekend. Onsides or offside, Zach? Zero undefeated and ranked teams will lose this weekend. Everyone we just mentioned will win.
I do like Ohio State to beat up on Penn State. I do agree with you. I think TCU, West Virginia is close. You went West Virginia. I'm saying TCU. Michigan will dispose of Michigan State. Kenneth Walker ain't walking through the door anytime soon for Michigan State. And then I think Tennessee, Kentucky's closer than what people think, but I do take Hendon Hooker and Josh Heupel in that one. So I go on sides. Those undefeated teams in the top 25 ain't losing this weekend.
Liberty and their head coach Hugh
Liberty,
Freeze.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
A lot of fans are screaming that today because guess what? Hugh Freeze is going nowhere. The two sides have announced a contract extension that will keep the head coach with the Flames through 2030. Now, the former Ole Miss head coach is set to receive $40 million in this guaranteed deal. And soon, once the extension does kick in, will become the highest paid Group of Five coach in the country. Now, Sports Illustrated is reporting, because these details are not exactly public because Liberty is a private institution. Sports Illustrated, though, is reporting that the buyout for Hugh Freeze is not high enough to prevent a school like Auburn from going after and hiring Freeze. So onside or offside, Zach, Hugh Freeze will not be in the mix this offseason for what we assume to be an open Auburn job.
Am I just stupid here? Is this the easiest layup I've ever had? Onsides. And here's why. Yeah, if you ask me, would you rather be the coach at Auburn or Liberty? Auburn. But if you're Hugh Freeze, was this offer not going to be available in a few months? So if you were really fully invested in the possibility of Auburn, wouldn't you just wait to see if Auburn was interested in you and then use that as leverage? And even if they weren't, you would still get this deal? I don't see how he's going to leave this offseason after signing this extension. Am I crazy here for just being this naive?
I mean, I think it's a possibility.
Really?
They just waived him to say he's $40 million guaranteed. I don't see how you say no to that. And then it's worst case scenario. Okay, if Auburn comes calling and they say, yeah, well, whatever the buyout is, we'll pay it. No problem.
And no one knows what the buyout is because of it being a private school.
Like, I'm assuming he's going to get a pay raise at Auburn. So, like, just good business.
$40 million here. Guaranteed.
When you look at some of the deals given out to James Franklin and Mel Tucker. And
if he leaves,
Riley,
that $40 million isn't guaranteed, right?
I would assume not, but I mean, also, we don't know the language, how it works.
That would be the biggest robbery.
Maybe that's...
It would probably be whatever matches the other contract. The other contract could exceed it, then they would be off the hook of paying him, I would imagine. But I get $40 million, and then, guys, I'm not even coaching next year. I'm taking the Auburn job, where I'm getting like another $50 million. Yeah, I think he'll be back at Liberty.
And finally, Zach, there's been a lot of speculation surrounding the job status of Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett.
I wouldn't say it's speculation. I think it's just inevitably him getting fired.
That is very fair. With the bye week that is following this game against the Jaguars in London, there have been reports that the first-year head coach could be canned after just eight games. GM George Payton did speak on Thursday and gave Hackett a vote of confidence, saying that he does like Hackett's leadership and thinks he has grown over the course of the season. Now, the owner of the Broncos also spoke earlier today on Friday, and when asked about Nathaniel Hackett's job script will be around for the rest of the season, he said, it's a week-by-week league.
Ringing endorsement. Wow,
oh,
I feel
man.
Great. Yeah, absolutely this guy's going to be back for the rest of the season.
Onsides or offsides, Zach? Nathaniel Hackett will be fired if the Broncos lose on Sunday.
Oh, so you're telling me they're going to lose?
We will operate that they will lose on Sunday.
Oh,
they lose the game.
1,000%.
Will Hackett be fired? Okay.
1,000% onsides. And I actually think there's a chance, even if they win, he gets fired because you're going into a bye week. Like, you win close, it's ugly, they win in spite of you. I still think there's a chance he's sent walking on Monday. Man, for a coach that's 7 weeks into his career, the owner had to speak about how he likes the guy, and George Payton had to say, the GM, that he had 100% confidence in him still. Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's what both those guys are. Liars. There's no way he makes it through the season, and I think we're on fire Hackett watch right after that 9:30 a.m. game in London, Jaguars and Broncos. And you know that Jaguars team, that's a second home for them in London. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. They love playing in London.
Big home field advantage.
Huge home field advantage. They're going to be just yelling, Duval, Duval, Duval. And maybe they're going to mock Russell Wilson. Broncos country, let's ride. If I am, because you always get fans in London that aren't Broncos fans and aren't Jaguars fans. It's crazy to me that someone could be in London and not be a Jaguars fan. Does anyone that's a Ravens fan goes to the game and says, Raven flock, let's fly, with what Justin Tucker did mocking Russell Wilson?
I hope so. I hope so.
I hope so, too. Ryan Harris of the Broncos, well, formerly the Broncos, joins us next as we will ask him that question. Is this it? Is our long national nightmare of Nathaniel Hackett finally over after this weekend?
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Introducing a new offer from Xfinity. It's unlimited internet with gig speed and supersonic Wi-Fi. And get this, there's no annual contract required, no equipment fees, and a 2-year internet rate guarantee. It even comes with a free Flex 4K streaming box. It's all just $50 a month when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. The supersonic bundle. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New gigabit internet customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Great job, Hickey. If we're going to have to talk about the Broncos, you got to get me pumped up. Man, this puts me in a good mood on a football Friday. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hickey, did you do your high knees today? By the way, I was in the gym today, was doing high knees, getting all stretched out, ready to go for another show on this Friday. I wish I had to travel via airplane to get to the studio so I could do my high knees on the airplane next time, because that's very effective if you want to be a great quarterback in this league.
I actually did some stretching, did some burpees today, did a nice little workout, so Russ would be proud of me, I think.
Yeah, you and Russell Wilson, very similar.
Fit guys, I would agree. Superstars, good looking.
If you were trying to motivate me, I don't think I'd be all that motivated.
Rich,
anyway,
for sure.
I don't know about that. But for Russ, yes. You, I don't know. Anyway, someone that I love is Ryan Harris, the Super Bowl 50 champion, former Denver Broncos offensive lineman, and he's kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show. Ryan, how you been?
Doing great, Zach. Great to chat with you. Quantify some burpees. Are you talking three? Are you talking five? I'm a little suspect. You're a little suspect there.
Hickey, how many burpees did you do?
I was struggling. I mean, maybe 12 and like three rounds.
Maybe 12. That's definitely five. Way to go, though, man.
It was slow. I was slow. I was taking, you know.
Now, Hickey's in good shape, but he is an emaciated man. Like, he's got some muscle to him, but he's like a string bean, though, Ryan. Like, you would want to just pancake him and say enough. He's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Talking about obnoxious, Russell Wilson has been really obnoxious this year. If you were in that locker room, what would just be your interpretation of your own quarterback right now?
But you got to understand, Zach, so many of these guys don't understand what it's like to be around a superstar. I mean, and that's what Russell Wilson is. I mean, everybody's making fun of him for doing some high knees in the aisles. I mean, the media was there to answer and ask that question, right? I mean, everybody's eating it up. So, I mean, there's definitely a difference between what happens on the field and what happens off the field. And some guys like Russ, they want to take advantage of every opportunity off the field. And now everybody may be laughing, but they know he was working. Whether or not that turns into a win, that's the difference. And that's when really people are going to stop talking about Russell Wilson. They need to win games. And unfortunately for the Broncos, Russ is dealing with a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder and a hamstring injury that forced him to sit out last week. So he's injured, trying to make the best of a tough situation. They got over $70 million on the IR for the Broncos this year. It's a tough year for the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, it's crazy. Like last night, Justin Tucker's flying back on the plane, and I get it. He's a great kicker, one of the greatest, if not the greatest kickers of all time, and even he's making jokes. I've never seen this quickly a quarterback who was so well-respected, well-liked, everyone was saying the Broncos easily won this trade. 7 weeks into a season, he's become a national laughingstock for everyone.
Well, I mean, also, was he respected? I mean, he's never had an MVP vote. I mean, that's insane. Yeah, people know about it, but that's the power of having a dynamic franchise quarterback. I mean, we know Russell Wilson did high knees. We also know that Gisele Bündchen gave Tom Brady an ultimatum, and we don't know what the hell happened after the punch of chakra that Aaron Rodgers took, but he might need another one or never do it again. I mean, this is what the things we know about star quarterbacks, because there are only 32 quarterbacks in the NFL and probably about 5 to 10 stars.
So when it comes to Russell Wilson, are you still optimistic that when we get towards a few years into this, that he'll start to once again look like that old quarterback? Because the last year and a half, he's not played well.
Well, he was injured last year, and there are some concerning things regarding his decision-making, missing some open players, and he's in the first year of a new playbook. Listen, I don't want to be – I understand that when you win the Super Bowl, that's week 27. So when you start talking about week 8 storylines, it's tough to say that's who they are. Both the times the Giants won with Eli, they were wild card teams, and they wanted to bench Eli both seasons. The success is on this team. It's in this locker room for the Broncos. I just don't know if they'll be healthy enough to get there.
Ryan Harris, how about Nathaniel Hackett? If they lose this weekend, is he donezo?
No, he shouldn't be. I mean, people are saying that, possibly, but, I mean, it's his first time being a head coach, and you're going to fire him after 8 games? I mean, that'd be a tough break for Nathaniel and really for the players. So I think you're going to see them finish the season out, and it depends now. If they lose by 30 points, I mean, that's definitely up for discussion because – you know, you have to compete. And I'll tell you, Zach, those London games are strange. I mean, you leave at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you on a Wednesday, and you arrive Thursday morning at 7 a.m. It's just the strangest thing. A lot can happen in those London games. The field's different. The stadiums are different. I mean, it's weird to talk about grass and mud, but it's really different over there in London. So some things can come up this week. But I think Nathaniel Hackett makes it either way after this game.
With the trade deadline approaching, how do you think the Broncos will tackle it? Is Chubb gone? Is Jerry Jeudy gone? How do you think Payton does navigate this?
I think you need Chubb. He's proven that when healthy, he's one of the better defensive ends, top 15 in the NFL. Jerry Jeudy, to me, I like what he does, but Jerry Jeudy, as a first-round pick, fooled a lot of people. He's not a number one receiver. You know, he's more of a number two or number three guy. And if they can get any value for him, do it. And this is a third-year player who still catches balls, trapping them against his chest instead of using his hands. He's gotten markedly better than the last two seasons. But, I mean, Jerry Jeudy, that's not a guy you're saying we're paying $30 million to per year. I mean, that's where that wide receiver market's going. So if they could get a second-round pick for Jerry Jeudy, I'd imagine he's gone. I doubt they'll get that, but it'll be interesting to see what the Broncos choose to do. But you look like a safety like Kareem Jackson, a veteran who wants to win. Is that a piece you can move for a fifth or a sixth in the next year's draft? So those are the kinds of questions that I know that George Payton, the GM for the Broncos, is talking about and going over with his team.
You said that, yeah, just circling back on the Hackett conversation, you said that you think he'll get the rest of the season. Do you think he'll be there next year as the head coach?
No one knows in the NFL. You know, it's a strange place. They have to compete for the wild card spot at least. They have to be in it later on in the season. And I know, guys, it doesn't sound like a lot to other people, but going from 16 to 17 games, that really does change the season and what records, what we're used to records feeling like and what they actually can be at the end of the season. So still a lot of season left, over half of a season left after this week's game. And a lot's going to happen between now and then for every team in the NFL.
What do you see, though, that maybe gives you some optimism? Because at 2-5, and I know things could change very quickly in the NFL, but I have zero optimism with this team, especially with how the offense has just been so bad. It's been tough to watch.
It's easy to be negative, but what you do see is one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, cornerback Patrick Surtain's a one-man
great
defense.
Player.
We talked about Bradley Chubb. You know, you are getting development out of Greg Dulcich, who just played his first game last week and had a touchdown. So Greg Dulcich, fantasy football fans, that's a steal if you do weekly. And you know, there is a run game there when they have a running back who wants to run the football. And they just got Latavius Murray in, and he did a little bit last week, but they need a run game. They haven't had it all season. They didn't have it in training camp when I was going to practices. And you have to have a run game in the West Coast offense, and you have to call the run. Zach, I did an interview with Mike Shanahan. I said, what was the difference losing the Broncos Super Bowls and winning with San Francisco? And then you came back to Denver. He said, when I was at San Francisco, I realized in their Super Bowls, they were running 30, 40 times. And the Super Bowls we were in was 17, 18. You got to run the football, especially in a West Coast offense.
Wrap it up with Ryan Harris on the Zach Gelb Show. If you were in that locker room, if you were a veteran leader, what would your message be to your teammates right now?
We got to win. Forget anything else. If you want to talk about anything going outside of this room, you're distracted. I don't want to hear about somebody's interview. People do interviews every week. We got to come together and win this game right now. And you have to do it in an unusual environment. Both teams on the road in a country you don't know. And most guys just got their passport. Fans don't know that, but there's like 20 guys on every team who have to get passports because they've never been out of the country. So there's a lot going on, but you got to lock in and focus. And more than anything, determine before you get on that field that you're going to do whatever it takes to win the game and hurt whoever's standing in the way.
Do you think the quarterback is 100% locked in and focused?
I couldn't tell by being there, you know, but there's definitely a lot of extra that I see now than when I played. I mean, you know, I played with Peyton Manning. I don't think anybody ever cared what suit he was wearing or what his tagline was, you know, but you got kids dressing up like Joe Burrow. You know, you got fans who are, you know, tabloid fans becoming NFL fans because of Tom and Giselle. It's a strange place out there, Zach. Strange place. But I believe Russell is, and I believe he'll show everybody that he's still a great quarterback and can get a team in contention.
If you could give some advice to Russell Wilson, what would your advice be to Russell Wilson?
Do less. Do less, and don't do anything that takes away from your production on the field. And it's tough, you know. If all of you guys had $10 million, we're having this conversation at a steakhouse, and somebody says, hey, let's go have a cigar, it's tough to say no. But do less. Do less outside of the building so you can do more on the field.
Ryan Harris, when we get through this NFL season so far, now getting to 8 weeks in, we know the Bills and the Eagles and the Chiefs are really damn good. Who's that next team that you really like in the NFL right now?
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Wow.
Let's go, man. I mean, they lose possible rookie of the year candidate in Breece Hall, but they're getting Elijah Moore back. That defense is nasty. Quinnen Williams has a legitimate defensive player of the year campaign happening right now that no one's seeing. I like the Jets, baby. They're playing well, and I like a good story, Zach.
How good do you think the Jets could be this year when it's all said and done?
They could win a divisional game, depending on where it is. It's going to be tough to see where the matchup is because at some point, you know, the Bills are going to be there. And do you face them in the divisional round, or do you face Kansas City in the divisional round? I think that's where they get matched this year. But, I mean, for what Zach Wilson's been able to do after injury, coming back, making quick decisions, that's a team on the rise, and I love watching it.
How about the Bucs? Do you think they could turn this around? I guess the saving grace is that the division is just so bad.
How about that? The Falcons playing for first place this week.
Against
Come
the
on,
Panthers.
Man.
The Panthers could be in first place.
Yeah, we all need to eat crow for anything bad said about Marcus Mariota. The only man to throw himself a touchdown pass in the playoff game.
Yeah. You know, I remember
the
that.
The good news, though, for Tampa Bay is they can still win the division, host a playoff game, and I'll take Tom Brady in January over anybody, over the field. So they still have a pathway. But I feel for Tom Brady right now. I mean, which one of us could walk to work with an ultimatum like the one his wife gave him? And look at the team that's struggling defensively that now lost some other players due to injury. And you're saying, this is what I'm risking my family for? I mean, that's tough. Who do you talk to? Does he call Michael Jordan? Who does he call? I mean, this is a tough guy going through a lot, and I feel for him. But the Bucs still have a pathway to the playoffs.
Is Brandon Staley holding the Chargers back, in your opinion?
Hell yeah. Kick a field goal, man. For goodness sakes, just play the game the way it's meant to be played. But I know from talking to players, they love him. They love how that he treats them. They love that he goes for it on fourth down because it gives them confidence. The coaches I know and have won with who are there, they love him and how he treats his staff. So Brandon Staley's not holding them back except for kicking some field goals here and there.
You can punt, too. Well, it's amazing. Analytics, I love the information, but you got to just use your gut sometimes and realize, hey, I don't care if it gives me a 1% chance better. The risk is just not worth the reward, and he doesn't get that.
Joe Namath, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, none of these guys played for percentages. You play to win. You don't keep score. And that's what Brandon Staley's learning.
Last thing before we let you run, the Packers. When it is the playoffs, will they be in there? Because it looks like they're about to go to 3-5 as well with going to Buffalo this weekend.
You know, the only reason why I say no is because of the Vikings. I mean, you got the Vikings there in a tough NFC East division. You might get two playoff teams out of that NFC East division.
Maybe three.
Maybe three. I mean, I don't see it. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers does this too. You know, last year, well, what's going to happen? Didn't they start 0-2 or something like that and ripped off 8 wins? They know how to win. It's going to take some time, but I say no for the first time in a long time. I don't think Aaron Rodgers sees the playoffs.
And the last thing I'll ask you, Ryan Harris, Notre Dame hasn't gone the way that they expected this year with Marcus Freeman. I know you do their games. What do you say to Notre Dame fans? It's 1 year, you know, first-year coach coming in. I know he was on the staff last year. It's never easy. What's your message to Notre Dame fans who maybe doubted Marcus Freeman?
Save those doubts for 2 weeks. They got a huge game on the road. I'm right now in Syracuse for the game. It's going to be a tough one to win on the road, and they can do it, and then they host Clemson. They beat those two teams. It's a whole different conversation now for Notre Dame.
Ryan Harris, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Talk to you. Peace.
You got it. There's Ryan Harris joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. That's Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, Holiday Triple Headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Kyle Tucker did hit a home run to right field, a solo shot. Astros up 1-0 in the first game of the World Series, where we've had a five-day layoff. And this is the bottom of the second. Astros are still threatening first and third with one out. We'll see if Nola, with Maldonado at the plate, can find a way to work out of this jam. 1-2 pitch up coming from Aaron Nola, so we'll keep you up to date on that and update you as the chaos in the World Series does go down as the Astros are up 1-0 in the bottom of the second, early stages of the World Series. All righty, AFC playoff picture. The NFC, if we just had to quickly do NFC predictions, I think the AFC, I guess the AFC, what's more complicated, the AFC or the NFC? I think the NFC, we have a clearer picture. Where in the AFC, there's so many open spots right now for those wild card spots. Like, would you disagree right now? The NFC East is going to send three playoff teams. I think the Eagles are going to get in. They're going to win the division. The Giants and the Cowboys, I think all three are going to get in.
Yeah, I really can't argue against that right now.
And then right now, as Maldonado just got a base hit, so that's going to be 2-0. And it's going to keep it first and third again with one out. So if I had to go to the NFC, three playoff teams from the NFC East. Vikings are going to win the North. You would agree with that, right?
Yes.
South, you'd probably still go Tampa Bay?
Still Bucks.
If not Tampa Bay, Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Okay, but you're still going Tampa Bay.
Still going the Bucks.
And then in the West, this is probably the most open in terms of you could give me one out of any of the four teams, and I don't think I could legitimately argue it right now with the way that this division has just been so blah, where the Seahawks are 4-3 and at top of the division in the NFC West. The Rams have been underachieving. The Cardinals, underachieving. So, and the 49ers have a lot of talent, but they could go two games below 500 this weekend if they lose to the Rams, and they have no Debo. I know that they've dominated the Rams. This game for the Rams, if the Rams don't win, Ryan, and I know that you're picking them to still win the NFC West, and I went with San Francisco.
Yes.
If the Rams lose this weekend, don't you gotta start to say you're out on the Rams? Just because then they would have lost both games to the 49ers, and they're going up against the 49ers. The 49ers still have a lot of talent, but they don't have Debo this weekend. Like, if you're gonna win, if you're gonna find a way to finally give Jimmy Garoppolo a loss, which is crazy that Jimmy Garoppolo's never lost to the Rams, it's got to be this weekend. It's got to be.
And they need it. Like I said, you can't lose a season series to the 49ers again.
Especially with how close this race is.
And like you mentioned, especially without one of their best players on offense.
So That means if I go 49ers, you go Rams, we have one open playoff spot. Who do you give that one open playoff spot to?
The other one.
And I'm the same way. I would give it to the Rams right now. See, that was pretty simple. That wasn't like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But there's a lot of chaos, and like teams like the Packers are struggling, the Bucks, but you're right. It's pretty clear cut.
Other than the Eagles, I don't feel great about anyone in the NFC. But I think there is some greater separation so far in the NFC than compared to the AFC. Like the AFC East, the Bills are still going to win that division, you would concur.
Yes.
And the North, it's a toss-up between two teams, the Ravens and the Bengals.
Ravens-Bengals.
And I think you could flip-flop on both those teams every other day. Like yesterday, I was about to say, oh, yeah, it looks like the Bengals are with their schedule starting to be really strong, and then Jamar Chase is out for 4 to 6 weeks. But then you look at the schedule, the Bengals don't really have a tough schedule. But then you look at the Ravens, other than the Bengals game, there's not a tough game on that schedule, really, when you look at the schedule for the Baltimore Ravens.
Could set up for a very fun Week 18, kind of win and you're in, or winner take division.
I think 100% that's what it's setting up for.
Sunday night, let's get ready.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be flex.
Flex that, Buffy.
Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum, bada, 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 bum. Maybe we'll get a slide in for that. We need a monologue from Tarico so we get the slide in on Week 18 from Collinsworth.
Well, you got to bring it out for big occasions.
Yeah, like a turtleneck, too.
Oh, nice. Now we're talking.
Because that game's in Cincinnati. I think the one from a few weeks ago was in
yes,
Baltimore.
Yes, that Sunday night was in Baltimore. Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, it would be chilly either place, but.
Right. I think winter jacket, turtleneck.
Turtleneck, I think more so in Cincinnati. Like and Collinsworth played for the Bengals. I don't think he'd wear an orange turtleneck because then everyone's like, oh, you're biased.
He's a pro, right? Yeah.
I think he'd wear like a teal turtleneck that night.
Wow, that's pretty ballsy.
Yeah, like a color that really makes you pop.
How about red? Nice.
No.
Glowing red.
No, if it was like around Christmas, if it was 2 weeks earlier, Christmas time, sure, January 8th, no.
How about like a forest green?
Oh, yeah.
Or now, if you want to talk about pop, only problem, Kelly green.
If you have any green screen in the booth, that could be a little bit of an issue. Floating head of Chris Collinsworth.
That would be, I think, add to the broadcast.
If that
where
was
is
this
he?
Weekend with Halloween, yeah. You get the floating head of Chris Collinsworth. I think that'd be fun. Anyway, though, AFC East Bills, AFC North, you're going?
Bengals.
And right now, I would get the slightest of edge to the Ravens. South? Who are you taking the South, by the way?
I am taking the Tennessee Titans.
Sorry, my headphones got unplugged. Who are you taking in the AFC South?
Tennessee.
Who? The Josh Heupel, Hendon Hooker's in the NFL already?
They could win the AFC South this year.
Who's winning the AFC
the
South?
The Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel.
The Tennessee Titans. Okay.
Derrick Henry.
The West, it's Kansas City. Correct?
I would agree.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Never know with your takes. So I think what we're pretty much in agreement, and then this is where it gets crazy. Where in the AFC, it's Bills win the division, North either the Ravens or the Bengals, South the Titans, and then the West it's Kansas City. Now the loser of the AFC North you would reserve a wild card spot for. Even if you're wrong and let's say it's not Cincinnati, it's the Ravens, you would then have the Bengals as a wild card team. Either way.
Either way, both teams in.
Now, who are the last two playoff teams in? And that, to me, is one of the more fascinating questions in probably all the NFL so far. Who would be your final two wildcard teams?
Dolphins, Chargers, in that order.
Dolphins, Chargers, in that order. You know what? I can't say that you're wrong. Because the Chargers have the most talent. The Dolphins, their losses have only come when Tua's not in the lineup. If you're looking at other teams you consider, the Jets are in consideration.
5-2, but how realistic is their continuation of their great start?
I do think the Raiders are going to start to play better. I like the Raiders this weekend against the Saints, but I can't throw them into the playoffs. That would be a crazy turn. That'd be crazier than last year.
1-4 to the postseason would be, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If I told you either the Chargers or Dolphins, one isn't going to get in, then who would you put in?
If one can't make it.
You can't tell me the Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
No, you can't say that.
I'm kidding.
It may be the Jets.
It might be the Jets. If you're telling me I can't put one of the two in,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't.
And the Chargers, too, their coach, he could coach them out of the postseason this year. If they don't make the playoffs this year, that guy, even if they make the playoffs, you may have to fire that guy, Brandon Staley. If Sean Payton wants to go there, how do you not hire the guy?
I think, yeah, unless you win a Super Bowl, maybe AFC title game. Like, if Sean Payton says, that's my job, say, you're right, it is.
You know what? This is weird how I'm going to say this. We look at this as one of the more open years in the NFL, right? Because there's only like three great teams. We're pretty much in agreement in both conferences. Is it really that open?
I think within the 14 teams, yes. But in terms of the playoff teams, I would say we have a pretty good line of delineation so far.
And that's assuming that teams like Green Bay doesn't turn it around, or the Rams there's a lot of assumptions there that some teams could be dead, and maybe those teams start to show some things and makes this a little bit more compelling down the stretch than the way that we predict it to be right now.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.